Support for this public radio podcast comes from Progressive, serving customers since 1937. Service and rate information available at progressive.com or from local independent agents.
Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev wasn't born in Russia. He was born in the country of Ukraine in 1891 on an estate called Sontsovo. Prokofiev's father had moved from Russia to manage the estate. His mother was a pianist. She gave him his first lessons. Prokofiev started writing piano music when he was 5. Then when he was 9, his parents took him to Moscow to see his first opera. The moment he got home, he started writing operas himself. But it wasn't until years later that Prokofiev got an opera performed professionally. In Chicago. Prokofiev was accepted at the famous St. Petersburg Conservatory of Music at the age of 13, which meant he was much younger than everyone else in his class. He also went around letting everyone know how good he was, so he didn't make many friends. And he gave his teachers a hard time, too. In fact, his piano professor nearly threw him out for improving on other composers' music by adding bits of his own. But when he graduated from the conservatory, Prokofiev showed them all by winning the top prize. And he did it by performing a concerto he wrote. A few years later, after the Russian Revolution came along, Prokofiev headed for the United States. That trip took 4 months. All the way across Russia by train, then by ship to Japan and San Francisco, and after that, he took another train to New York. When Prokofiev got there, he was a hit as a pianist and a composer. After a few years in America, Prokofiev moved to France. He gave concerts all over Europe and made trips back to his country, where he started getting some interesting work. Russia was now part of the Soviet Union, where there was a brand new movie industry. Some of Prokofiev's best music went into film scores. Prokofiev also got work writing ballets. A ballet company asked Prokofiev for Romeo and Juliet, but they wanted to change the plot. They didn't like how the lovers died at the end of Shakespeare's play. So in the first version of Prokofiev's ballet, they lived happily ever after. But by the time Romeo and Juliet finally made it to the stage, the ending was back to the way Shakespeare wrote it. The longer he stayed away, the more Prokofiev realized how Russian he was. Even in France, all his friends were Russian, and he liked to do Russian things. One of his favorites was chess. Prokofiev even played chess matches by mail and by telephone. So he went to live in Moscow, which made him the only composer to move back to the Soviet Union. It was for the Moscow Children's Theater that Prokofiev wrote both words and music for one of his most famous pieces.
Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow.
Find out more about Peter and the Wolf on our website, classicsforkids.com. Next week, a sleigh ride through the Russian countryside with music by Sergei Prokofiev. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.